Hello, Crystal. Hello, Crystal.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Al, and I'm calling on the recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you use Depo Provera and were diagnosed with health issues?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Just to let you know, the Depo Provera lawsuit exists because many people have had been receiving health issues after the usage of Depo-Provera. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
I think I spoke with someone already.
Okay. Well, would you like to see if you meet the criteria?
Yes.
Okay. And if you could please simply answer with a simple yes or simple no for these following questions to help us understand whether or not you meet the criteria. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. And
Thank
was
you.
it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
That's not a yes or no question, but it was the
Oh, I do apologize. Okay. I'm sorry to
brain.
hear that. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, well, yes. No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're okay. And you're looking to file this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with meningioma? What's the date of your diagnosis?
June 25th, I think, of Yeah, June 25th of, I'm sorry, June 20th of 2019.
Okay, I have 6/20/2019. Is that correct?
Yes.
What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
7/3/83.
7/3/1983. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Okay, and did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Was it just Depo-Provera, or was it the Depo sub-Q Provera, or generic?
Just depot from what
Depo.
I
Okay.
know.
So did you or loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to generic version for a minimum of 1 year, or did you just use
Yeah.
Depo-Provera?
Just depot. Yeah, just depot. I may have may not have gotten like the generic, maybe if they didn't have it at the pharmacy, but from what I recall, it
It
was
was just
mainly
Depo.
yeah.
Okay, so no generic.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use Depo-Provera between January 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay, and when would you say approximately you started using Depo-Provera? What year?
In 2001.
Okay, and what month would you say? Was it like close to Christmas?
December. Yep, it
December.
was actually right after Christmas.
So December 26,
The
2001?
27th. Well, 27th.
27th? Okay. So I have 12/27/2001 is when you first started using Depo-Provera. Is that correct? And approximately when did you stop using Depo-Provera?
The end of July of
So
2007.
Okay, so 7, was it 29?
It was around like the 25th.
25th, so 7/25, 2017?
No, 7.
Oh, 7, okay. Okay. So I have 7/25/2007, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. If I would have took it up until 17, I probably wouldn't be on this phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny, but I'm just saying, like,
Sheesh. And you said you were diagnosed in 6/20/2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Give me one moment, please. Okay.
No, and I'm sorry, what did you say about June? I said I stopped in July of 2007.
Yep, July 25th, 2007. So it's
7/25/2007. Yeah, I thought you said June.
The June is the date of diagnosis. You said the 6/20/2019?
No, I don't recall saying that.
Okay, what month was it? July?
I'm sorry, you of diagnosis?
Yes, the diagnosis of meningioma. Yeah,
August 15, 2007.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know where you got June. I don't know where June came from.
Okay, so it's 5.
No, you said the date that I was diagnosed with the tumor?
Yes.
Yeah, 8/15/07.
8/15. Okay, I have 8/15/07 for the date of diagnosis. And
yes.
Then for the start date, you said 12/27/01. And then the stop date was 7/25/07.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because you confused me with June. I'm like, why didn't say?
That's okay.
That's cool.
All right. And would you kindly spell your first name for me, please?
C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And last name?
B-R-E-W-T-O-N.
Did you say C-R-E-W-T-O-N?
B as in blue.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is that Bruton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So B-R-E-W-T-O-N. Okay. And for security purposes, your social?
Can I just give you the last 4?
Absolutely. Yep. What's the last 4?
7/7/25.
I have 7/7/25. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then the email that we have here, is it the Crystal M. Brew TN at yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's spelled CrystalMBrewTN at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number is 443-491-18. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the primary number is mobile. Is that correct?
Yes.
And for contact preferences, phone is okay?
Yes.
Okay. And for the best time that the attorneys could be in contact with you, is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoons.
Afternoons. Okay. And what's the primary address?
125 East Cross Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21234. I meant 21230.
Okay. Give me 1 second. All right, so I have, and did you say apartment number?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I have 125 East Cross Street, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, what's the name of your diagnosing doctor, the doctor that diagnosed you?
William Anderson.
William Anderson, and what's the name of the facility that Mrs. Dr. Anderson worked at? The hospital?
Johns Hopkins Hospital. Johns Hopkins.
Okay, Johns Hopkins. Is it the William Stanley Anderson? He's a neurosurgeon.
Yes, definitely neurosurgeon.
At the 600 North Wolf Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21287.
1800 Orleans Street.
Okay, let me make sure.
I mean, well, it's a hospital, so they probably have, like, I guess you can go with 600 Wolf because that's, like, the main address.
Okay, let me put the Johns Hopkins for that area. And it's in Baltimore as well. Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it the Johns Hopkins Hospital that's in 1800 Orleans Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21287?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, Dr. Anderson is Dr. William S. Anderson, MD, PhD. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second, please. All right. Now, prior to your diagnosis of the meningioma, I just wanted to confirm, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
Cancer?
Yes. Did you have any cancer diagnosis before your diagnosis of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And for the treating doctor, is it also Dr. Anderson or is it a different doctor?
Well, one second. I don't. You said, I'm sorry, what did you say?
For the treating doctor, would you like me to put the same doctor, Dr. Anderson?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second. And the same facility, the Johns Hopkins Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Give me one moment. And then for the prescribing doctor, is it also Dr. Anderson?
I would guess.
Okay. All right. They'll have your medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second. All right. And for pharmacy, I'm assuming it's still this the same. It's with Dr. Anderson.
No, it was Walgreens Pharmacy.
Walgreens.
Okay. On Wolf Street.
Okay, give me one moment. Walgreens Pharmacy.
I'm on the phone.
Okay.
And that's in Wolf Street?
Yes.
And that's in Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Is it 101 North Wolf Street?
The pharmacy address? Give me one second.
Yeah, I see one that's in...
No, it's Walgreens. It's not on Wolf. I'm sorry. It's on Washington, the next street over.
I see. The 900 North Washington Street.
Yeah, I had it mixed up.
Not a problem here. It's okay. All right, let me just make sure that I have the correct one for you. Okay, I'm just going to put their phone number here. Okay, that's 410-522-5639. Okay, and that's Walgreens Pharmacy. Okay. All right. Give me one second. All right. And then, did you want to add any medical notes for the attorneys? You don't have to if you don't.
No.
Okay. And then for this question, it's simple yes or no. Do you have copies of the medical records? Are you able to obtain medical records?
Yes.
Okay. And can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Yes.
Both?
However you guys need them.
Okay.
Electronically would be easier for me, though.
Okay, electronically. Okay. Now, for the last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruption in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. For the emergency contact, does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not.
Okay. And what's the name of the emergency contact?
I'm trying to think of who I want to.
It could be sibling, parent.
His name is Jason.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
I have J-A-S-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the phone number?
410.
Okay. Uh-huh.
622.
Okay.
0777.
I have 410-622-0777. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the relationship with this emergency contact? Is it friend, family?
Friend.
Friend. Okay. And what's Jason's last name?
G-H-E-E.
Okay. Jason Gee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For the email, did you want me to put the same one or do you want me to put what email do you want me to put?
You don't have to put an email.
Okay.
No, you can use mine.
Okay, I'll just put your same one. And then for the contact address, what's the address for this individual?
I'd rather not give his address.
So it's required. Did you want me to put your address or?
Yeah.
Okay, because if I put your address, that means this person lives with you.
Not necessarily. It's his mailing address.
Okay. You said you don't want to add it right now, right? If they do ask for it, just let them know in the future if they do ask for it. But you said you currently do not want to provide the address, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that we got that correct. All right. So we're pretty much almost done here. I'm going to go ahead and send you the forms, and I'm going to walk you through that process pretty quick. Have you used DocuSign before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory and simple. Give me just one moment so as I draft this. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Crystal. Before I send this to you, give me one second. I'm just going to verify a few things with you pretty quickly. All right, and I just want to confirm the spelling of your first name is C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Crystal. Last name is B-R-E-W-T-O-N, Bruton. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the address is 125 East Cross Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Mm-hmm.
The email address is Crystal, M-B-R-E-W-T-N, @yahoo.com. And
yes.
The phone number I have here is 443-400-9118.
Yes.
Okay, and the last four of your social I have is 7725.
Yes.
And your date of birth is 7/3/1983.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and send you this. You're going to receive a text message as well as an email. They're going to be the same thing. You can choose whichever one you want. And let me know once you receive that. I'm going to walk you through it. It's pretty quick. It's going to show you a link to a DocuSign webpage. And then you're just going to click that link and then follow the steps, hit continue. You might have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box and then continue. And then you'll see a start button and then go ahead and it'll direct you to the first signature field. And then you're just going to draw your signature and click adopt and sign. And then it'll direct you to the next fields.
One second, because
yeah.
I click continue and it's not doing nothing. Oh, there you go.
And then once you finish it, you just click finish. And then I'm going to look over it to see, make sure there's no errors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just double check to make sure. All right. Okay, that looks great. Okay. All right. Okay, that's pretty much it. I just want to say thank you so much for your time, Crystal. Within the next 24 to 48 hours, I'm going to send you a text right now as well through my direct line. Within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 909 number. If you have questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from this number that I just sent a text message through. And it has my availability days and hours. If in the next 24 to 48 hours you don't hear from the attorneys, I will be in contact with you to transfer you over to them so that they can begin your case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me or ask the office, the attorney's office. All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for your time, Crystal, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays to you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.